So, fun fact, Don, my oldest daughter is a lawyer. Can you stand
what?
That? I know. She passed the bar a year ago.
Wow. Congratulations.
Honestly, I am so proud of her. Like, she did it. I always told her she should be a lawyer when she was a little girl because she's so good at arguing.
Yes, yes.
In a bad way. Like, she really had the way of asking questions and proving her point. But I remember one time saying, you really should be a lawyer. And she comes from a long line of lawyers. Her grandfather is a lawyer. Her uncle's a lawyer. Truthfully, her dad could have been one. He thinks that way. You think that way as a lawyer. So she's practicing law, and I called her a couple of days ago because as we were preparing for this lesson, specifically Enoch, which is God's witness of himself, I was struck on the word witness. So I called her and I said, okay, tell me, sis, what makes a really good witness? And she's been doing this for a little bit of time, so she knows what makes a good witness, and this is what she told me. She said, a good witness is someone who tells the truth, obviously, tells the truth, is prepared to testify. And she said, it takes a lot of work to prepare a witness. Like, you want to make sure they know what answers they're giving. She says, you want to make sure your witness has a total recall, that they can remember and know everything that happened. She says, you want a witness who's credible and hopefully without a sordid bad past. So someone who's really good. And then she said, you want someone who's going to stand their ground, that's not going to get flustered by another attorney. And when she said that to me, I thought, bingo. Those are the perfect answers, because the witness we're going to talk about today checks all.
Yes, yes.
This is going to be so fun. So welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uselak Hall, and this is Dr. Donald W. Perry. And today we are going to talk about God's witness of himself, and he is the perfect witness. So grab your scriptures and let's turn to Moses chapter 6, verse 51, because in verse 51, we get a very powerful witness from God about himself. And he called upon our father Adam by his own voice, saying, I am God. I made the world and men before they were in the flesh. That is God witnessing of himself. And so, Don, you're going to take us through the scriptures today about God being a witness of himself. And as we know, he is the perfect witness. You can trust him. He's prepared to testify. He has total recall and remembrance, and God can stand his ground. So teach us about God as a witness and why that matters.
Yes. So we're going to look at some of God's testimony of himself in Enoch's account. So if we look at these, I am God. God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Turn ye not unto idols. I am the Lord your God. So God's testimony of himself affirms his existence, supremacy, ascendancy, and authority over all things. Now, maybe a year and a half ago, I was asked to be an expert witness on three Hebrew words from the Hebrew Bible.
Okay.
For a court case, the United States versus an individual. And I won't reveal the individual's name. Okay. So I wrote up a very careful scholarly paper defining three Hebrew terms. And then they invited me to go to court. And I was waiting to hear, and they kept putting back the court date and the court date. And then about a week ago, I received an email from the chief attorney for the United States. And he said that we had success with our case. The other side accepted my witness and my testimony regarding what the words meant. And then also based on my scholarly output, my curriculum vitae or my resume, and they decided not to go to court. And the accused party is going to learn what his sentence is. Now I'm going to tie that in. So I was an expert witness.
Wow.
Now I'm going to tell a different story and then tie the two together. Many years ago, I bore testimony to some youth, young single adults. And I said, we'd like you to bear your testimonies. And we'd like them to be short and Jesus Christ focused. Mm-hmm. So they got up and they bore testimony like this. I know Jesus is my Savior and Redeemer. Or here's another one. I bear witness that Jesus is the Christ. And he has redeemed me. He has pulled me up out of the pit of despair. Here's another one. I bear testimony that Jesus loves me and he helps me every day. And I didn't count how many testimonies there were, but the young single adults came up to the pulpit and waited in line. They sat here and sat here for their turn for the privilege of bearing testimony. In 50 minutes, there were about 53 testimonies. I didn't count them, and it's not about the numbers. These were expert witnesses, expert, because the Spirit had taught them they're witnesses of Jesus Christ and God. So as I was an expert witness in a scholarly sense, they were expert witnesses. A testimony doesn't have to be long. Notice this one, I am God. Three words, I am the Lord, and so on.
Don, I just feel like I want to add my witness. Like I feel the Spirit so strong when you shared that. And I like how you said it can just be so simple. And I was thinking like, what would my witness be? And mine is, I just know that Jesus Christ lives. I know that with all of my heart.
So we have some others to look at.
God's personal declaration to Enoch. Behold, I am God. Man of holiness is my name. Man of counsel is my name. And endless and eternal is my name also. Wherefore, I can stretch forth mine hands and hold all the creations which I have made, and mine eyes can pierce them also.
Let's look at a couple of phrases here. Man of holiness is my name. In the language of Adam, man of holiness is his name.
Endless and eternal is my name. And we have right here that Enoch's term for eternal.
Which we don't know what it is.
No. But then Hebrew, we love the word.
Yep.
In Hebrew, the word eternal is olam.
Yep.
And it sometimes denotes three significances.
It can be long duration, or it can be antiquity or futurity.
Okay.
All three, and it might be all three at the same time. Number three, God swears by his life. And the Lord said unto Enoch, and then this is called, the scholars call it the oath formula.
Write
as
down.
I live.
This is super important. You're going to see this a lot in scripture. And I
love
you taught this to me because I see it in the Book of Mormon.
Yes, it's in the Book of Mormon.
Where? Yep. Oath formula, super important. Carry on.
So how sure will he come in the last days? He's so sure he's swearing or making an oath, not swearing, by his own life.
Yeah.
There are others in the Old Testament. Truly as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. As I live. Why this divine oath? It emphasizes the certainty of God's words or testimony. There's no higher assurance than the truth that God lives.
Yeah. And there's other wordings or other phrases that apply to the oath formula.
Yes, yes.
See you later on in the year.
Yes.
But just do a paper that says oath formula and put as I live as one of the examples.
Yes.
Then we have the Messiah's witness of himself. I am Messiah, the King of Zion, the rock of heaven, which is broad as eternity. Whoso cometh in at the gate and climbeth up by me shall never fall. Wherefore, blessed are they of whom I have spoken, for they shall come forth with songs of everlasting joy. And I like what you've done here when you circled climbeth up by me and connected it to the rock.
Yes, yes.
That.
Well, because what does it mean climbeth up by me? So I think we're climbing up to the rock, but we can't do it by ourselves. It's we have to do it by him. And then notice how big the rock of heaven is. It's as broad as eternity. It's not a little rock like this or as big as this room, a boulder. This rock is designed for all of God's children.
Yeah, there's room for everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, we've got the testimony of blood. And I gave the only begotten's blood, Jesus' blood. And I gave a presentation in a nearby state some years ago to members of other faiths. And I testified of the blood of Jesus. And afterward, a lady, a member of another faith, a very faithful lady, said, I didn't know you members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believed in the blood of Christ. Of course we do. Absolutely. And here's one of the earliest testimonies about this. You must be born again into the kingdom of heaven of water and of the Spirit and be cleansed by blood, even the blood of mine only begotten, that ye may be sanctified from all sin. His blood sanctifies us. And also God to Adam, this is the plan of salvation unto all men through the blood of mine only begotten.
That is a powerful verse of scripture. Then we have Enoch's testimony. How is it that thou canst weep, seeing thou art holy, and from all eternity to all eternity? And were it possible that man could number the particles of the earth, yea, millions of earths like this, it would not be a beginning to number of thy creations, and thy curtains are stretched out still, and yet thou art there, and thy bosom is there, and also thou art just, thou art merciful and kind forever, and thou hast taken Zion to thine own bosom, from all thy creations, from all eternity to all eternity, and naught but peace, justice, and truth is the habitation of thy throne, and mercy shall go before thy face and have no end. How is it thou canst weep?
I'm just going to explain a couple parts. First, look at God's qualities and characteristics. I put them in red.
Cool.
And each one is a study. God can weep. God's holy. He exists from all eternity to eternity. He's there. Thou art there. He's there for us.
That's
Thy bosom is there. And you say, what? That's a body part, isn't it? But if you look at it, it actually means loving care and protection. Mm-hmm. He's just. He's merciful. He's kind, not just tomorrow or yesterday, forever.
Forever.
And then notice this very poetic thing, peace. So this is, we're still defining God. Peace, justice, truth is the habitation of thy throne. And throne is a figure which denotes kingship. Mm-hmm. So he's not on a chair or a couch.
Okay.
He's on his throne. And then mercy goes before his face. But notice in the red, the emphasis of eternal. From all eternity to all eternity, forever, from all eternity to all eternity, have no end. He's emphasizing that. There's one more thing I want our viewers to notice. It's a figure of speech. And I pointed out some other figures of speech in the book of Moses. Mm-hmm. This is yet another one. Some of them are Hebraisms or Hebrew-like forms. And this is a figure of speech that's found throughout the Hebrew Bible. And it's called inclusio. That's the fancy term. Or it's called envelope.
Yeah.
And the idea is it starts with a phrase and it ends with the phrase and it envelopes everything in between it.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I put it in blue. How is it that thou canst weep? And then at the bottom, how is it that thou canst weep? That's a figure of speech. Mm-hmm. It's here in the book of Moses.
Wow.
It's evidence of its antiquity, in my opinion. And it also emphasizes, what's it emphasizing? God is a God that weeps. Start this out, discuss, point out all these beautiful, powerful statements about God, and then come back to that question. How is it that thou canst weep?
That's a powerful teaching, Don. Thank you for teaching us about that idea of this envelope. And the Lord said unto Enoch, look, and he looked and beheld the Son of Man lifted up on the cross after the manner of men. And he heard a loud voice, and the heavens were veiled, and all the creations of God mourned. And the earth groaned, and the rocks were rent, and the saints arose and were crowned at the right hand of the Son of Man with crowns of glory. I mean, that just makes me think of the earthquake when he was on the cross.
Yes, yes.
Like the earth is mourning.
So even the earth is testifying of God. And righteousness will I send down out of heaven, and truth will I send forth out of the earth to bear testimony of mine only begotten, his resurrection from the dead, yea, and also the resurrection of all men.
And Enoch beheld angels descending out of heaven, bearing testimony of the Father and the Son.
And it came to pass that Enoch looked upon the earth, and he heard a voice from the bowels thereof, saying, woe, woe is me, the mother of men. And in the Hebrew, earth is feminine.
Yeah.
So mother earth, I am pained, I am weary because of the wickedness of my children. When shall I rest and be cleansed from the filthiness which has gone forth out of me? When will my Creator sanctify me that I may rest and righteousness for a season abide upon my face?
Thank you, Don. This today has been a great discussion about witnesses. And if we go back to how we started and we talked about how God is the greatest witness that there ever was, and he fit the bill on when I asked my daughter that, it made me think about me, myself, and what my witness is of Jesus Christ. Am I telling the truth when I witness of him? And here's the thing, are we prepared to testify of him? Because before he comes again, he needs our witness. He needs us to witness of him. Are you prepared to do that? Do you have a total recall? Can you remember all the experiences in your life where you have felt the Spirit, where you have known, oh yeah, that is true? Because I know in my life, and I don't know about you, Don, but there have been times where my testimony has been challenged. Times when I'm like, wait, I didn't know that. What? And I get a little bit uncomfortable. But I have to remember what I've always believed to be true is still true. The wrestle is okay. It's worth it. That is how the Lord gets you to become his witness. Just stick with it and keep learning about him. And then I love, can I stand my ground? He will need that. He needs you as his witness. So think about that throughout this week and look for opportunities to witness of him. And it can be something as simple as a quick 30-second witness of Jesus Christ that we saw today that you shared and that we both shared. So thank you for that lesson on God witnessing of himself. And thanks for allowing me to share my witness. Appreciate that. Thanks for joining us and have fun this week as you witness of him. Shalom and goodbye.